And I share my notes here. And today we're going to talk to you about the shalom becomes the shalem. Both words mean peace. They do. They actually do. Shalem is another word for peace. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But we learned on Thursday about how the Lord will keep us in perfect peace. That would be the shalom. Shalom. It says in Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. And so we learned that both the word perfect and peace both mean shalom. And that's where we get shalom, shalom. And then we learned the first level of the shalom is when you're in the word and this tranquility comes over you, this wonderful peace of mind. We've often called it the temperament of the Lord, which we've learned. We call it now, we've called it propitiation first, and then we called it, and it was revealed as being the temperament of the Lord, his postures, his mannerism. And now we're also, it's being revealed to us that it's also coupled with his peace. And that's why we get it, because of the fact that we come into his temperament and he shifts and transitions us. If you can hear me today, just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And welcoming everybody to our Sunday morning Rhema service, everybody that's on the line and everybody that's going to listen to this broadcast later. God bless you and we welcome you. And so we've been learning about going from shalom to shalom. And I thank God for the revelation of it. We learned that Alpha brings the first level of shalom, the fellowship with Jesus, because we are a ministry that fellowships with both the Father and the Son. And we know that they're one. But yet they have distinctions. There's a distinction between the two. The Father's ministry is to bring results. The ministry of Christ is to keep you in the Rhema word, to keep you, I mean, just secure you in the Rhema word. And so Amen. The first shalom comes as a result of being in that word, tranquility of mind. The second shalom perfects the first because what it happens, it brings forth manifestation. Hence, shalom, shalom. So he will keep you in perfect peace. Key is whose mind is stayed on thee. So the first shalom manifests as a result with Alpha fellowship. It manifests when we continue in the Rhema word. Jesus bestows his peace upon our minds. The tranquility of our hearts and minds takes place because of his propitiating power that is in his blood. It's from here that shalom begets the shalom of the Father. You can see, we read on Thursday, it talks about Paul greeted all 13 letters that he wrote. All 13 books are great greeted they're written in the same, with the same greeting. Grace and peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. So there is a double shalom incoming. There's double grace that comes, double the influence. But we're talking about peace. So the Father pours out peace and Christ pours out peace. But we understand that the first is last and the last is first, that our fellowship begins with Christ because he said this, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So it starts with Jesus normally. And unless you've already established in the fellowship, you can, not that you're skipping over Jesus, but when you've been established in the fellowship, oftentimes you go directly to the Father. And that's what the mission of Jesus was for anyhow. But more times than not, we start our fellowship in the Rhema word by continuing in what Christ has said and what the conversation is. Then the tranquility comes as a result. And then after that, we end up in the shalom of the Father, which is now manifestation. So now the second level of peace, as I said, comes from the Omega. Remember, Omega means ending, which means results in the Greek. Physical manifestation is the second shalom. Hence, this is the epitome of perfect peace. We can't just stop at having a tranquil mindset. We can't just stop at feeling rest and feeling no worries. But no, our faith, the faith that God has given us is taking us into the dimension to where things now become, they become tangible. This peace becomes touchable, seeable, where the problem is solved. We talked about not just having peace in the midst of the storm, but we talked about stopping the storm as well, bringing and getting to the place of the results. And that comes as a result of having fellowship with the Father. And so here we go. So remember, peace, there is a predicate. It's predicated. There's a position that we must hold in order to have it, in Amen. Order to receive it.
Amen.
And in Romans 5:1, we learn, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And the word with means by the side of. And God gave us the revelation of the two cherubims on top of the ark. Just giving you a little review before we go further. The two cherubims on top of the ark, or the seat of propitiation, connection, and their wings, and they were made out of the same piece of gold. And we have a oneness because of the blood of Jesus. We have a oneness with the Father, but we must be found by the side of. We must be in fellowship with him. We got to be near to him. We have to be in the same, watch this, the same place, the same time. No, not living in the place of Kronos, but living in the place of Kairos. We have to be in the same occasion or respect, which is the destination. Watch this. It denotes the destination of the relation. So we have to be in fellowship with the Father in order to really walk in shalom, that the results, the place of results, praise God. And this is a season. This is a time where God is wanting to bring results in our lives. God Amen. Wants to show us off. And Isaiah 54 talks about how he's going to lay our colors, lay our stones with fair colors, which we'll talk about more next week. But we will look at Isaiah 54 today. But God wants to show us off. He wants results in our lives. He wants every burden removed. And he wants, my goodness, every single yoke destroyed. God is wanting that. But in order to have peace with God, you need to be with God. You have Amen. To be by the side of, be in the same place, the same time, in fellowship with. And so it means this here, it means whither or for which it is predicated. So peace, there it is predicated. It's predicated on the fact that you're in fellowship with the Father and the Son. If you want shalom, shalom, the church knows the shalom of Jesus. But for some strange reason, we don't know and have not really entered fully into the shalom of the Father. We haven't. And grace and peace comes from both. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So now we understand the shalom and the shalom. Tranquility of mind because of being in the Word. And my goodness, I thank God for the Word. Because all hell and high water can break loose. And the moment you touch this Word, boy, all of a sudden, shalom drops. The peace just drops because you're in the conversation. Now, that's being also in the temperament, and also it also means you're in the presence of the Lord. That's how peace comes to. He causes everything around you to be still and be silent. And that's exactly what's going on right now on this line for some of you. The first shalom is dropping, and you're feeling the tranquility. You're feeling hope restored. You're feeling faith returning. You're feeling that you are still the righteousness of God. That's all in the shalom. And that's how we get the tranquility. Then we hit the second shalom, as I stated. Then the second shalom actually translates over into the shalom, to where the Father begins to work the shalom. And this is what we're talking about today. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And the word peace here does mean shalom. And shalom means to be safe. Listen to this. When the shalom starts to work, you become safe in mind, body, or estate. You become safe in these three areas, in your mind, in your body. This is the beginning of the shalom. So you know if your mind is starting to feel the safety, you're already transitioning into the shalom. You're in the mind, in the body, and or estate. It means recompense, render, requite, or requit, that means make restitution or restore. In the Shalem is where God begins to bring everything that was stolen from you back to you. The enemy has a way of stealing your peace, the tranquility. Mm-hmm. You can already see when you get in the Rhema, after the enemy has tried you and you end up in the Rhema, how the peace or the tranquility is already restored. That means you're transitioning into the Shalem. We don't need to just stop again at a state of mind, people. We've got to continue in the fellowship with the Father to see restoring this absolute Shalem in every area, in our bodies, praise God, in our estate, praise God. This is all the fruit of peace. Amen. Is that when our bodies now are being restored, health is being restored, health is being renewed. This is a part of the Shalem. And the estate, the word estate means this, even your money. It means money and property owned by a particular person. You'll be safe in your finances. We will find the Shalem there. We will be restored on everything the devil stole over the years. God will cause a Shalem to come. Amen, and restore God. And recompense everything that you might have lost in your estate. This is what he says. He said, when a man's ways please the Lord, and we understand the only way we please him is by walking in the temperament of Christ. Behold, my beloved son, he said, in whom I am well pleased. That's who pleases him. Your righteousness is as filthy rags. We do not please him. We have to step in and come into fellowship with Alpha, put on the temperament, because that is who's pleasing the Father.
Amen.
Christ in you, amen, the hope of glory. That's who's pleasing the Father. So when he sees that temperament, he starts to cause a Shalem to take place in your life, in your mind, in your body, and your estate. Watch this here. We go a little bit further. When peace rules, the Father will cause the Shalem. But peace has to rule. It says here, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Word hearts there, we all know, translates into minds. Let the peace of God rule in your minds, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Now, the word rule means this. This is really powerful. It means to direct or control. Let the peace of God direct or control you.
Amen.
Let it direct and control you. Let it take over. Let it slay everything that is not like God. Let it direct you in the way of God. Let it keep you in the Alpha and Omega fellowship. Let it rule. Then it goes on to meaning this. It goes a little bit deeper. It means to arbitrate. And the word arbitrate means technique. It's a technique for the resolution for disputes. And this is the Shalem. This is actually the Shalem. It matches in the Proverb 16 and 7. This is how God will cause your enemies to be at peace. He'll arbitrate. He arbitrates through the technique for the resolution, which means the technique goes back to this. It goes back to the first Shalom. Then you step into the second Shalom, and that transitions into the Shalem, where now God begins to arbitrate on your behalf. He begins to, the technique in order for him to do it, this is the prerequisite. Coming into the first Shalom will start, it's already got the technique in process, where God, through the technique, this technique of bringing peace, now in that, he begins to be your arbitrator. He begins to be the one that's going to bring the resolution for the disputes that you've been having with this world and with any enemy that's come up against you. This is in the package of his peace. This comes with the peace package, praise God, where God himself, listen to the scripture again. It yes. says here, watch yes. this. When a man's ways please the Lord, that word he is huge. That denotes he's your arbitrator. He maketh even his enemies.
Yes. Amen.
To restore, to render. to make restitution. He will make our adversaries. Yes. He will cause the world to bend the knee. He will. He's your arbitrator in the shalom. It's nothing that you have to do, but stay in the shalom of God. Stay right there in the peace of God. Stay in the Alpha Fellowship. Stay in the word, and it will cause the shalom to become the shalom. He will be the arbitrator here. So he says, let it rule. Let it control. Let it direct. Let it rule. Let come into this thing. Step into it. Don't leave. It sounds like another message that deals with not leaving the post of his doors. This is giving us another reason to stay in Alpha and Omega Fellowship. Why? Because this is the technique that's going to resolve any of your disputes in life.
Yes, it
is. This is it. This is, this is the burden removed, yoke destroyed type anointing here. This is it. Because when a man's ways please the Lord, when he sees his son on your life, he will become your arbitrator. He will be. So going from the shalom to the shalom to shalom, this is God's method and technique to bring forth manifestations in areas that we need. It's his method to get us the results in all that the enemy stole from us. Just reading you the note. Remember Psalms, what we just talked about. Says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he will make our enemies be at peace with us. He will denotes he becomes our arbitrator, as I said. The method or process of the arbitration is going, it's going from shalom with Alpha to shalom with Omega. All right, that's the method. You're not going to find your arbitrator, the Father, without being in fellowship with him. And I'm being really, really, really adamant about that. You're not going to find him if you stop at the first shalom. And if it's all you're looking for is peace of mind, if that's where you're stopping right there, you're making a big mistake. Because he said that he would keep you in perfect peace. Shalom, shalom. He's not looking just for you to have peace of mind. He's looking to bring, I'm telling you again, he's looking to bring you the results.
Yes, he is. Amen.
That result is going to cover the peace of mind. Trust me, when you haven't had your breakthrough, when you haven't had what you need, and when it hasn't manifested, the enemy continues to scratch at the fact that you still have lack in whatsoever area you might be lacking in. The enemy scratches at the fact that you might not have deliverance in a certain area. He keeps playing at it. But shalom, shalom says, let me remove the burden. Let me destroy the yoke so I can keep you in perfect peace, that the result will cover and keep you in tranquility of mind.
Amen.
So now the tranquil mind is to lead you into the place of the second level of shalom. And the second level of shalom covers the first. Because tell me, why would you ever have any type of discomfort if you've already been delivered from whatever it was you were going through? You'd never have discomfort in your mind again. Amen?
Amen.
So Amen. The shalom must become, and we stay there until we begin to see God fight for us. This brought back to my remembrance something really powerful that we learned a while back about fatherless fields. And he brought this to my remembrance because I saw here in this scripture a while back that God would fight for us. And he wants to incorporate this particular understanding in today's message. It says, remove not the old landmark, or enter not into the fields of the fatherless. For the Redeemer is mighty, and he shall plead their cause with thee. And we learn here that when our fields, and we turned our fields over to the Father, and we incorporated the Father on our fields, and we're talking about financial stability, that the Father, now, the fields of the fatherless would no longer be fatherless fields when we turn to the Father. And that would cause him to stand up as Redeemer. And he would begin to do is plead the causes because we've turned to him in our giving. We've turned to him in our sowing. And the Lord is saying the same thing here, that if you're turning to the Father in fellowship, he becomes, and this is just another confirmation, it's confirming scripture. He will become your Redeemer, and he shall plead their cause with thee. And the word plead here, it means this, to strive physically and with words. He'll bring a suit or sue. He's going to grapple and toss your enemies. So God will begin to strive. This comes into your physical realm. If you can hear me, just say amen.
Amen.
This gets into your physical realm. It comes in, it comes physically and it comes with words. He brings suit or he sues. He shall. So now God is going in now and using a righteous judgment on your behalf because of you being in shalom. Amen. Now he's going in to plead your cause with everything that was stopping harvest, everything that was stopping manifestation. God begins to grapple with it. Can you imagine your enemies grappling with God? They don't stand a chance. Can you imagine your problems being tossed aside by God? It won't stand a chance. Can you imagine God bringing it to suit and bringing it into a place of law where he's now suing and getting your recompense? He has righteous judgment. He'll never lose the case. You're never going, I'm telling you right now, you're going to win. You're going to be free from whatever it is you've been held in. When God begins to bring it and plead your cause,
amen,
nothing
God.
Or no one stands a chance against you. No amen. Weapon formed against amen. You can prosper. That's why it says it over amen. In Isaiah 54, which is a perfect picture of the arbitrator, of God becoming arbitrator in our life. And we're going to round off this message by reading Isaiah 54. It means cause. It means this. Cause means, it says, it's a controversy or the case at law. And it brought me into remembrance of this again, how the enemy is the accuser of the brethren. Mm-hmm. He's the accuser. There's a case against you. Oh, God, help me. But when peace is on your life, when shalom and shalom are there, the shalom sets in. The accuser no longer has power to accuse you. Why? He's not at court against you, or you're not the one fighting him. He's at court against God. God is your arbitrator. God is now your lawyer. God is the one fighting your battle, literally, physically.
Hallelujah.
Moving things around for you. He's taking controversy that was, and he's saying no more. He's saying no more. There's nothing but innocence over him. Look at the shalom over his life. Look at the shalom over his mindset. Now the shalom sets in because you're already in the process of the arbitrator. Can you imagine that? This is a part of your process to seeing full restoration in your life.
Bless God.
This is you're in the process of restoration. Just imbibe that for a minute. When you're under the shalom, you're in the process of all things being restored. Body. Mind and estate. My God, it should make you lift your hands when you're there and worship him because you know your arbitrator's fighting for you right now. He's
bless
warring
God.
Against whatever's coming. He said he's going to make you free from havoc and war. This is a part of it. He's your arbitrator. He's the one fighting and pleading your cause. He's dealing with your case at law. And he's never lost, not one, not one. My God, just imagine this.
Hallelujah.
Truly imagine this, where you are right now. If you're under the shalom of God, oh, hallelujah. He's already working the shalom for you. And I know if you like me, I know over the years how much was stolen from me, how much the enemy took from me. How much he did, how he seduced my mind in certain times, and I missed certain things in certain seasons that I should have had. they were forfeit because I was in the wrong place, in the wrong position, led astray by some, either the enemy of my flesh or the enemy of my spirit. Either or, he's going to bring recompense. I don't care which one did it. I don't care if it was a motion in your flesh. Redemption's coming. Restoration's coming.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make it. God is pleading the cause. He's going to plead even against you so you don't fail any longer. Either enemy, they're both going down. So the Father will aggressively go after the enemy that has been stealing from us all this time. He's going to execute righteous judgment and recover all with interest. The Bible says, if a thief be found, let him render it seven times over, sevenfold. So everything that was stolen is coming back with interest on it. You're going to be seven times healthier than you ever were. You're going to be seven times richer after all of that comes back to you over the years. I don't know how much he stole, but multiply it times seven. Because the Father's pleading the cause and he's going to get everything back that belongs to you. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54.
Rest.
It confirms the Shalom perfectly. It really and truthfully does. I'm going to read it and just listen to how the Shalom is coming through. You can hear restoration. You can hear the restitution. You can hear how he is your arbitrator. How he's the one that's good. You can hear it. It says here, sing, O barren, that thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent. And let them stretch forth the curtains. Let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. Neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore.
Hallelujah, Lord.
For thy maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And thy redeemer, oh, look at that word right there. The Holy One of Israel, your arbitrator, the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall he be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer, arbitrator. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Shalom, shalom, shalom. O thou afflicted, tossed with the tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors and lay thy foundations with sapphires. This is the Shalom. This is the Shalom. O thou afflicted, tossed with the tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors and lay thy foundations with sapphires. And I will make thy windows of a gates, and the gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the shalom of thy children.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. That's why I tell you, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord, your arbitrator. Your shalom is revealed in Isaiah 54. Your shalom is revealed right here. Shalom, shalom, shalom is revealed all through Isaiah 54. He's going to restore you mind, body, and estate. Stay in the shalom. Don't come out for anything. Stay there. But please take your fellowship on to the next level. How? I'll tell you how one more time, maybe twice. That when I'm talking in the rhema with Jesus, I bring the Father in the conversation. When I'm in the first shalom, I invite the Father there. I begin to talk to him about the things in which the Lord is talking to me about. And all of a sudden the fellowship shifts into the Omega side of things. And it's the Father that doeth the works and brings the results. He starts to reveal to you even there. You start to see what he's doing. You can see what he's working on. You can see it. I'm talking about with your eyes. In the spirit realm, you begin to see, you know that he's producing something. And then all of a sudden, those things in which you're seeing in the spirit become results in your life. The shalom, shalom, and then it becomes the shalom. The full restitution of what should have already been. The restoration. He's freely given you all things. And the enemy at times has been holding and keeping us from this fellowship. But this fellowship causes him to be pleased. And when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Everything in your life restored. Everything is coming. Everything. But please make up in your mind today. Make a decision today. You're going to stay in the shalom of God. We'd be crazy to leave it. Who wants to have havoc? Who wants chaos and sabotage ruling and running up and down their minds? Not one of us. The Bible says the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. The excitement of mind cannot work the righteousness of God. So who wouldn't want to stay in the shalom? It's here that you make good decisions. Your feet that at times are hasty will be slowed down immensely. You won't have hasty feet running to places that you have no business running to. Trust me, I can attest to this thing. That when you stay under the influence of God's peace, of the peace of Christ, your ways do please him. Because you're in the temperament, you're making decisions as Jesus would. So now the shalom has room to come. The shalom can flow in your life, and I just want the restoration you deserve. I know so many of you on this line in a personal way, and I know, and that there's no disrespect to where your life is right now, but I know that the enemy's been stealing from you. I know this personally. And I'm talking about stealing. He's had his hand in it far too long. Stay under the shalom of God and let it become the shalom of God. Let him restore. Let him replenish. Let him put it all back together for you. Hallelujah.
Bless God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Next week, we're going to dissect Isaiah 54. And an example of that is the word stones. He says, I'll lay your stones. He's talking about strength. He's talking about making you motionless. It's firmness, solidity. You're going to be solid. When he lays your stones in this covenant of peace, you become motionless. You're not moved. You're strengthened. Firmness. So this speaks of that's the blessing of the covenant of peace. When you've tasted it and seen, my goodness, how gracious it is, you become motionless, firm, and solid. You're not going to move from it. You are going to become the cherubim on top of the ark. On top of the ark, the mercy seat, the seat of propitiation. You're going to connect with the Father in a way that you never have. When he's able to produce the shalom in your life and restore those things, you're not going to want to leave them. You're not going to want to leave. So it's our job to go from the shalom to the shalom. And it's his job to bring the shalom.
Bless God.
It's coming.
Amen, Lord.
It's coming.
Amen, God. Amen.
So we're going to dissect Isaiah 54 and really extract the fruit of this piece and what becomes and what. So keep studying Isaiah 54, everybody. Don't come out. Not yet. Not yet. We're going to stick with it for a minute because it really reveals a lot of the fruit of this covenant of peace. And this is the fruit of peace that manifests. It's tranquility, man. It's rest in every area, mind, body, and estate. And we're going to extract all three, praise God. All three. It's your heritage. It's your right. It belongs to you. Amen. Well, that's all I got for you today. That's all I got. And I